The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, the Aflam Adal Ramad Aleph, in discussing which mitzvahs women are obligated and which mitzvahs women are not obligated, discusses the mitzvah of mezuzah. And the Gemara says, Loisalka Datach, one should not really even have a havamina that women are exempt from the mitzvah of mezuzah. The Ksib, because regarding this mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Laman Yirbu Yumechem. The Pasuk, we say every day, says, Laman Yirbu Yumechem, Mevenechem, Aldoma, Shnishba Hashem, Lavasechem, Losus Lahem. And the obvious point is, Gavra Boy Chaya, the only men need Arichas Yomim, the only men need to live, Noshele Boy Chaya, women don't need to live. Of course, women need to live as well, and therefore, certainly, women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's interesting to point out that Tosfos asks a question. If that's the case, that this is the source for saying that women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah, so according to this, women should also be obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because the Pasuk says regarding Talmud Torah, Ki yuchayecha v'oyrech yamecha. But we've been learning in our sugyas that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there are a number of terutzim given. Tosfos answers that when the Pasuk says Ki yuchayecha v'oyrech yamecha, the Pasuk doesn't mean limra Torah. The Pasuk is talking about fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. And indeed, as we very much know, women are certainly also obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. Tosfos gives another teretz. If the Pasuk specifically exempts women from Talmud Torah, as we learned previously, v'lamartem es b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem, so then there's nothing that we could then say, well, they should be mechuyev. But here, where there is no explicit miut that exempts women from mezuzah, so the svar of the Gemara very much makes sense that women should be obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Another pshat that the Tosfos HaRosh suggests is that the pasuk itself here, when discussing the mitzvah of mezuzah, tells us that for fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah, you will be zoich leman yirbu yumechem. That's not what the Pasuk Kihu Chayech of Oirech Yamecha says. It doesn't say that because you'll learn, you'll have Arichas Yomim. So you can't compare the two situations. And another pshat, which Rav Yaakov Emden suggests, is that indeed, women are not exempt from Torah. As we discussed in previous shiurim, women are obligated to learn the halachas that apply to them. And since women are obligated to learn the halachas that apply to them, included in that is the Talmud Torah. So it's not that we're saying that women are exempt and Ki hu chayecha v'oirech yamecha doesn't speak to women. Ki hu chayecha v'oirech yamecha speaks to women as well, to the mitzvahs that they have to do. So it's very clear that women are obligated to put up a mezuzah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Gimel Paskins, Isha Chayeves B'mezuzah. However, there's a very interesting opinion cited by the Yeshua Smalkai in Hilchis Mezuzah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. He says that since women, even though, as we're learning, they're obligated in the mitzvah mezuzah, but women are disqualified from writing a mezuzah, therefore says the Yeshua Smalkai that women should not put up the mezuzah. He says the halacha of putting up the mezuzah is very much connected to the halacha of writing the mezuzah, and women are not supposed to write the mezuzah, so anybody who's not supposed to write the mezuzah is not supposed to be the one to put up the mezuzah. The Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, discusses this issue, and he says that the question really depends on how we understand the mitzvah mezuzah. The Torah HaKadosh says, "Uksavtam amezuzos," and the Targum says, "V'tichtavin amezuzan, v'tichtavinin b'sefer b'sefer b'terech." Put up the mezuzos on your door. So he says that the mitzvah of putting of the mezuzah is putting it on the door. And if our Gemara says that women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah, so then the mitzvah is putting up the mezuzah, and therefore women are obligated in that mitzvah. So really, as he describes, there's a fundamental question on how to understand the mitzvah of mezuzah. Is the mitzvah of mezuzah that one should have a mezuzah on the door? Or is the mitzvah of the mezuzah putting up the mezuzah on your door? If the mitzvah is putting up the mezuzah, and women are obligated, as we're learning in that mezuzah, then women would be allowed to put up the mezuzah on the door. But if the mitzvah is just having a mezuzah on the door, and putting up the mezuzah is not really the mitzvah that women are obligated. So he wants to bring a raya that what is the bracha that we make when we put up a mezuzah? The bracha we make when we put up a mezuzah is l'kfaya mezuzah. So since the bracha is l'kfaya mezuzah, that ought to be a raya that the mezuzah, the mitzvah is putting up the mezuzah. So he says that it's lav davka. He says, just like when the Torah says on Pesach that bayirah bayimotzah, one is not allowed to have chametz. So the isser is not the buying of the chametz or manufacturing of the chametz. The isser is having the chametz. So he says the same thing over here as well. The isser is not, the mitzvah is not putting up the mezuzah. Even though you need to put up a mezuzah to get a mezuzah, that is not what the mezuzah, that's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is having a mezuzah on your door. The Steichemet, im mareches mem, simin kuf lamed aleph, has also a long discussion about this question. He discusses the halacha of women putting up mezuzah. First, he says that if women who are exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis still may be those that put tzitzis on a beged, so certainly mezuzah that women are obligated on, certainly they should be allowed to put on the mezuzah. But then, going back to the vart that we just discussed from the Eretz Tzvi, it could be that there's a difference between tzitzis and mezuzah. Because he says everybody agrees that putting the tzitzis on the beged is not the mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis is wearing the tzitzis. And therefore, it doesn't bother me who puts on the tzitzis. And in fact, he says, the halacha would be that even an akum should be allowed to put the tzitzis on a beged. But since the Torah says, B'nei Yisrael, so we learn B'nei Yisrael v'loy akum. But when it comes to putting on the mezuzah, so putting on the mezuzah, he wants to suggest, as we just discussed, the putting up the mezuzah on the door is a mitzvah. So just, and since the mitzvah of women is, women are exempt and disqualified from writing the mezuzah, they may be exempt and disqualified from putting up the mezuzah as well. He goes on to discuss that just like we see that all different people are exempt from writing the mezuzah, and if a guy put up the mezuzah, the halacha is you have to remove it and put it back on. Maybe if women put up a mezuzah, it's also an issue. Which also leads to another question he discusses, is if somebody asks someone else to put up the mezuzah on his behalf, could he make a bracha? If we say the mitzvah is having the mezuzah, so the fact is that my home has a mezuzah, and it shouldn't make a difference who put up the mezuzah. I could still make the bracha. But if putting up the mezuzah itself is the mitzvah, so then it could be that only if I myself do the mitzvah or participate in doing the mitzvah am I allowed to make a bracha. But if I'm not involved at all in putting up the mezuzah, I can't make a bracha on a mitzvah that I'm totally not involved with. So he goes back and forth about this question, and it seems that his opinion is that l'chatchila, a woman should not be the one to put up a mezuzah. And so too that I see is the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hagos, Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Lamed Ches Sif Katan Vav. And so too is the opinion of the Sefer Mezuzos Melachim, that l'chatchila, since we're having this discussion, l'chatchila, a woman should not put up a mezuzah. On the other hand, I saw the Rav Vozner and the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Alevi Chelek Beis, Simen Kufnun Ches, says there's no question in his mind that women should be allowed to put up a mezuzah. That women should be allowed to put up a mezuzah. And he says that the mitzvah, if our Gemara teaches us that women are obligated in the mitzvah mezuzah, certainly that includes their ability to put up the mezuzah. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Nun, about this issue. The question that was asked, where it was a woman who wanted to be helpful to her husband. They moved into a new house, a new apartment. They had to put up many mezuzahs. So she went without asking her husband, just trying to be helpful to her husband, and put up the mezuzahs herself. And now the question is, what is the halacha? So it's interesting that he quotes the opinion of the Marshag, that the Marshag's opinion is that even at Akum, the Marshag held, is allowed to put up a mezuzah. So it's obvious that the opinion of the Marshag is that the mitzvah of mezuzah is to have a mezuzah on one's home, and therefore it makes no difference who put up the mezuzah. As long as there's a mezuzah in my home, I have fulfilled the mitzvah. So certainly women who, as we're learning, are obligated in the mitzvah mezuzah should certainly be allowed to put up the mezuzah. However, he says the l'chatchila, certainly women should not be the one to put up a mezuzah, and because of the issue that we're discussing, since they're disqualified from putting up the mezuzah, from writing the mezuzah, maybe they're also disqualified from putting up the mezuzah. And therefore he says, l'chatchila, a woman should not be the one to put the mezuzah on the door. But he paskins that if a woman was the one that put the mezuzah on the door, we could leave it that way, and we need not remove it. If she, even though she was the one that put up the mezuzah, we could leave it that way.